Hi, this is Yitz Novak, and we are studying Masechta Bava Basra, and we're going to begin the 8th Perek, Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph, the first Mishnah. This Perek is going to discuss different laws that pertain and relate to inheritance, and the first Mishnah is going to discuss how different relationships stand vis-a-vis inheritance. One would expect that if somebody can inherit from another relative, that relative would be able to also inherit from them. However, this Mishnah comes to teach us that intuitive thought is not the case. Here comes the Mishnah. Yesh nochlin umanchilin. There are those who both can inherit from a relative and bequeath to a relative. Yesh nochlin v'lo manchilin. And there are those who inherit but do not bequeath, do not pass along to the other person. A third category, manchilin v'lo nochlin, those who bequeath, those who basically give away in death, but v'lo nochlin, do not inherit from a relative. And a fourth category, v'lo nochlin v'lo manchilin, those who neither inherit nor believe. That even though there is some sort of kinship, they aren't considered relatives vis-a-vis inheritance. We will discuss an example of each of these different types of relationships. The Mishnah comes and explains. Ve'elu nochalin umanchilin. And these are the types of people who have a relationship where they both inherit and bequeath. So it goes both ways. Ha'avim esabanim, ha'banim esa'av. Father and son and father. It goes both ways. If a father passes away, the children inherit it, the sons inherit it. Likewise, if sons pass away, the father would stand for inheritance. Va'achim min ha'av, and brothers, multiple brothers from the same father. All these types of people, all these types of relationships, nochalin umanchilin. They both inherit and they both bequeath. So this is teaching us father and son and father, and then the Achim and Av comes to teach us stepbrothers, and they have the same father but not the same mother, or half-brothers, I apologize, they would also count here and go both ways. Next category, of Nochel and V'lo Manchilin, people who inherit and people who don't bequeath. There is Ha'ishas Imo, a person and his mother, so he can inherit but the mother doesn't take from the son. V'ha'ish as Ishto. And a husband and the wife, so he can acquire from the wife doesn't acquire from the sons. Instead, the wife doesn't acquire from the husband, instead the children acquire. Uvnei achayos. And the sister sons, all of these are nochalin v'lo manchilin. They inherit, but they do not bequeath. In the case of Uvnei achayos, of his sister's sons, is that a person inherits his mother's brother, if there are no other closer heirs. The reason why it says Bnei Achayos is this is the Bnei Achayos of the uncle, the deceased of the sisters of the deceased uncle. The case here is that if a sister is eligible to inherit the lot of the brothers if the brother has no children, and since the sister here in this case passed away, so her children inherit the uncle. The converse, however, does not hold true. The next group of people, the manchilin v'lo nochlin, those who bequeath and do not inherit, ha'isha esbaneha, a woman and her sons, ha'isha esbala, ba'achei ha'em. So a mother and her children, the mother does not inherit from the children, but she does give to the children. The woman and her husband, she doesn't inherit from the husband, but she gives to the husband. And the last case of the mother's brothers, it's a superfluous case just because we mentioned it before by when we said Bnei Achayos. It's the same thing. It's mentioned here just in terms of mentioning the inverse, just like the Isha Espino was mentioned back up a couple of lines ago when it says Isha's Imo and Isha and Isha's Ishto is superfluous to the Isha Espa that we have here. So we're just explaining the inverse of the manchilim v'lo nochlin, those who bequeath but do not inherit. And the final category is v'ha'achim min ha'aim, brothers by the same mother. They're lo nochlin v'lo manchilim. If two brothers inherit, they're related by through their mother. They have the same mother, but they have different fathers. So half brothers through the mother, they don't, and that's because the Torah mandates that inheritance go through the father's side. So if they have the same mother, they don't they have no relationship of inheritance because they have to have the same father. So the four categories again, those are nochlin and manchilin. They inherit and they bequeath. Those are nochlin. They inherit v'lo manchilin. They don't bequeath. Those are manchilin. They bequeath v'lo nochlin. And then those that do neither. Mishnah Beis. Seder nechlos kachu. The order of inheritance is as follows. Pasuk teaches us, ish ki yamus uven ein lo v'havad temas nachlaso levito. If a person dies and he has no kids, he has no sons, you shall transfer the his legacy, his nachla, his inheritance, to his daughter. So we see from this pasuk that ben koden levas, a son comes before a daughter. V'chol yotzei reicho shel ben koden levas, and therefore, likewise, any descendant of a son would come before that of a descendant of a daughter. Bas kodemas leachin. We also see that a daughter takes precedence over the deceased brothers. Yotzei reicho shel bas koden leachin. Similarly, the descendants of the daughter would come before the brother. Achin kodmin la'ache ha'av, the brother comes before the brother of the deceased, take precedence over the father's brothers. And yotzei reichon shel achin kodmin li'ache ha'av. And the descendants of brothers would take precedence over the father's brothers, over the uncles of the deceased. Zehaklal, this is the rule. Kol ha'kodem menachla yotzei reichon kodmin. Anybody who has precedence in terms of the order of inheritance, so too their descendants also become representative of them. And we'll explain in a moment how this works. But a father takes precedence over all of his descendants. So the way this works is that the moment somebody passes away, it goes first to the sons. And if there are sons. If there are no sons, it goes to daughters. And however, if there are no sons, but there are descendants of sons, they would come before the daughter. Because what happens is that even though the son is passed away, his sons, okay, or his daughters, depending on the case, they carry everything that belonged to him. And because the father had the rights to inherit his father, even though the father is no longer, the children would carry along those rights too. And in all these different types of cases, the descendants carry along, are passed along, the rights to inherit from those their preceding generations.